As you can see, we are in a natural cave, and the natural color would be white limestone, but due to the smoke used by shepherds throughout history, you can see it's more dark. And it's a good example of a cave, a house and a cave. First, you know, on this side is the deepest part where people would keep animals. Mm-hmm. Remember, this is the cave of the shepherds, not the story, the nativity cave, okay? This is a place where they keep the animals. You see like a wooden manger. This is like more to fit the Western mentality because mangers here are built from a rock or carved in the rock. The real manger would be like, you know, where it's like looking like a chimney. You know, but this is, as I told you, built fitting the Western, you know, imagination of the birth. So this part was like the animal part, where that side, where you see like some kitchen stuff, that's the place where they will store the food. You know, the food will be grain, dry vegetables, water, oil, you know. Then the family will sleep in a row, and the father will be at the entrance there. And you know that in the past people, you know, this was like everything. This was the kitchen, this was the storage room, the animal's place. It was the living quarter, it was the sleeping place. So it's one room for everything. If they had more money, as I mentioned, they would have room on top. Just to remind you of something, you know, people had a lot of children. So this would be like, you know, at least 10 people sleeping here and the father would be here. Do you remember the parable of praying when Jesus said a man received guests in the night? He went to the next door neighbor, knocking on the door, asking mm-hmm. for bread. Mm-hmm. What was the answer? My children are in bed. Because if the father is here, the children is here, like, you know, there is no lights, you know, there's been like 8-10 of them, and the food has explained to you there, it would be very difficult for him to get to that point in the middle of the night. So just like, you know, to let you better understand that he was not a bad neighbor, but it was so difficult, okay? Mm-hmm. Sometimes some people say he was a bad neighbor, he didn't. But, you know, it's a matter of logistics, you know, to get there, or a matter of difficult. Anyway, while the Franciscan, when they like got the place here in the mid-40s, it was owned by a Christian family here from Shomali family. And they did some excavation. They found ruins of a monastery here from the Byzantine time, built in the 4th century, destroyed in the year 614, was never destroyed, you know, never rebuilt. It's called the House of Flocks. You know, this was the monastery called the House of Flocks. If you would like to take a picture, I need also to mention about Jerome issue. But first, any question about this place? Yes.
Increasingly, you build more factories, mm-hmm. then there are more fields. So in 20 years' time, no fields to see?
Just imagine. Be. Yeah, unfortunately, could be. Yeah. Yes.
As far as you're aware, how many of these sort of cave-like structures are there here?
How many of these?
Around here that you're...
Many. I know tens of them. Oh. You know, I mean the neighborhoods here. If you go to the old town of Beit Sahur, most of the town is built on above caves like this. Yes. Just when we leave this point, we'll just stop for those who want restroom because you are going directly to Jerusalem. And next to the restroom is the ruins of the Byzantine monastery. You can have a look. Not big excavations, you know, they excavate the place, but not big findings, you know. Just very little like caves and cisterns, etc. And we don't have time to go through it. I mean, if there was something special, I would have taken you. Anyway, just about Jerome, I told you to look to the skull and the rock uh-huh. next to his feet. Okay. Now, two parts of the story. The real part is that he was known to be high-tempered, getting angry so quickly. The funny part, or you know, the legendary part, that he is the first to invent or found the first anger control management, anger management. That one day he went to a cemetery, brought a skull and a rock, has it in his room. Even like in paintings, you can see Saint Jerome with a skull, by the way. And he, you know, whenever he gets like angry, you know, he couldn't work when you are like angry and not, you cannot concentrate. He used to stick the skull in the left hand side, the rock in the right hand side, and he will knock on his chest saying, Jerome, Jerome, you have to calm down. Otherwise you will get sick and die. And, you know, being like this, you know, pointing the skull, and you will not finish your mission. So he will just, you know, keeping straight, working. It was a way to calm down and, you know, keep working. Once I had a physician with me, and he said, whenever you're angry, your heart is pumping like quickly. If you knock softly, not with a rock, on your heart, you will calm down a little bit. It will help you calming down. Okay? So I hope you have enjoyed your day. I'll be with you until like you leave. Just we'll overlook them. They're always here.